I can't sympathize with the rightward swing of things for a simple reason. Life to me has to be about something important, about something immense, about an ideal, about a purpose, about something grand. We can never create a utopia here, but we create a much better world. Our values could be towards embracing others. So the question has to do with that episode of Jubilee that got a lot of attention, where there was one progressive who was kind of being attacked or questioned by like 20 people who were not just of the conservative side, but were far right. And the phenomenon of the far right being so popular, particularly among young people, as it is now. I'm not sure I have the right answer to this or that I totally understand it, but this is how I see it. So when I was growing up, my parents were Democrats, but they were kind of, I hope they're not watching this, they were kind of milquetoasty Democrats, you know, kind of the limp-wristed variety, just kind of not too daring about it and all that. You have to put them on that liberal, quote unquote. And when you're young, most often you rebel against your parents. You rebel against that generation. And I rebelled against it, and I drifted to the left, in some cases to the far left, because I just didn't want to be like my parents. It seemed so weak and so cliched and so not what I thought reality was like. It kind of angered me. And I thought it was cool and exciting and interesting to drift in that leftward direction. And I don't bemoan that. It was a very exciting period of my life. I was involved in some things that I'm probably not going to discuss when I lived in London that were very exciting, but it just seemed really cool, but also intellectually very right and very satisfying, because we felt like we were on the side of history, on the side of freedom, on the side of fairness, of justice in this world. Okay, so now when I read about young people, and I remember reading a while ago that in New York, for instance, it's become very hip and very fashionable for people to be on the far right. They have clubs, they have venues, they have bars, they have their philosophers like Curtis Yarvin, who's, I think, to me, is a raving idiot, but I know he seems very exciting, so pardon my prejudice there. But it was very shocking to me because I never thought of young people. I mean, obviously, young people have drifted to the right in history, so there are patterns like that. And my point is generally that things constantly shift culturally as a reaction. Now, I'm not saying that you on the far right, if you are out there, you are not being sincere about it. I'm not doubting your sincerity, but I'm creating some context because these things go back and forth throughout history. So I wrote in Laws of Human Nature a chapter on generations and how these things kind of have patterns, and one generation reacts against the other generation. It goes on and on and on and on. So there was a drifting to the right among young people in like the 1920s, and then it shifted to the left in the 1930s. We see the 50s were conservative, then the 60s became radical and left, then the 80s became kind of Reagan, and young people were kind of interested in suddenly in the Republicans and yuppies and all that. So give us some context. These things go back and forth to what seems cool, and it's a reaction against the prior generation. And it's a just reaction because the prior generation is kind of rigid and has got a hold on culture. You want to rebel. So I see it as a form of rebellion. But for me, my values were pretty much set. I can't sympathize with the rightward swing of things for a simple reason. Life to me has to be about something important, about something immense, about an ideal, about a purpose, about something grand. We can never create a utopia here, but we create a much better world. Our values could be towards embracing others. I hate the idea of nationalism. It drives me crazy. I hate it with every bone in my body, because as a student of human nature and of history, I know that all humans are related. We all come from the same source. We all had one mother in Africa. The idea that there's these different ethnicities and races is a complete illusion. We are one. We are one race. We are humanity. And so I think immigrants are fantastic. Yes, you have to control it, I suppose. But I love the Hispanic element in Los Angeles. It excites me. I like the other culture. I like the food. I think their culture is exciting and vibrant. They've added so much to Los Angeles. They've made this a much better place, okay? You could have said the same thing in Europe in the 1930s and 20s about Jews. We were outsiders. I'm Jewish. We were outsiders in the culture. We were immigrants. We created much of the art, the music, the literature of those times came from Jews. Hollywood, and the great films were basically, a lot of it came from Jews, the outsider element. I love immigrants. I think we're all one race. I can't stand nationalism. I ask people on the far right, what is your ideal? What is the world that you want to see? I don't know what that world would be like. It seems like kind of an ugly, divisive, hate-filled kind of reality that you want to create. I'm asking you, what is the world that you want to create? Is it a world where everybody's sort of separated, where it's just white people here and blacks and Hispanics over there? Or is it a world where we just can make lots and lots of money and have no taxes? That's not the world I see as something ideal. So I'm kind of meandering in my answer because I'm losing focus here a little bit, but that's how I see it.